Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is your guy, Larry, and you just tune into Larry's Biblecast. How are you guys doing today, this week? Well, let me start off by telling you that I thank you. Thank you for tuning in, but I will also thank you for just all your support, just your listenership, and just those of you that I say my little small community of listeners, no matter where you're listening to me from and what country, what part of the United States, I just really appreciate just the amount of time that you guys are giving me. And listen, it's another awesome and wonderful day to be alive, right? So listen, before I get into it, let's take care of this first. We are going to be or have been in day 5 of the devotional favor. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this awesome episode. Just some wonderful, just a wonderful verse and wonderful episode that I went into about talking about the Lord's favor, meaning that this is what we get every single day, but we just have to have God's outlook and God's eternal perspective and not to worry about stuff, not to worry about what we're going to, about the things that's what's happening in the world today. I know it's hard because there's a lot going on in the world, right? I mean, you have to not have ever watched TV to understand that there's wars and rumors of wars, right? Russia is on its way to its third week of the invasion of Ukraine, and for who knows why this is happening, but just pray for that country, the Ukrainians, the country of Ukraine. Let's pray for them. There's a lot of people that have been uprooted out of their home, out of their country, in which they love so much, and now they have to flee. They have to run to another country. And praise God that they have somewhere to go. But man, so much bloodshed and so much destruction that is happening in that side of the world right now. And I'm specifically just talking about the war, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. Let's continue to really pray. I mean, maybe, you know, none of us should be going over there, but that's just my opinion. But I feel like we need to be praying. We really need to be praying for those people, because that could be us. That could be us. That could be our country. That could be someone running us out of our home. So I know that maybe this is far away from us, but we still need to have some kind of empathy for what other people are going through. Like I said before, I've seen the images. I've seen the people that are just so upset and devastated that they have no home to go back to. And like I said, my heart really goes out to those people. So that's part of us. That's part of what we have to do. Our responsibility is to really have empathy and pray for other families that are suffering over there as well as over here. So I just want to kind of mention that. Again, I praise God that we live in a country that we live in. We have the freedoms that we do, and sometimes the freedoms that we have, we overextend ourselves and we don't take full advantage, but we also abuse it sometimes too as well. So anyways, I just wanted to mention that. And again, I hope that you guys are having a wonderful day though, and will. And so we're going to get right into this, and just keep each other in prayer and love each other. All right. Thank you again, and sit back and relax and listen to this next awesome episode of Larry's Biblecast. All right. So are you guys ready to get into today's devotional? So today's devotional, it will be day 5 in the series that we've been doing called Favor. Hopefully you guys have been following along on some of the previous ones. They've been really, really good. So I suggest that, you know, if you haven't, go back and check out, you know, some of the previous episodes. I think you'll find them pretty good. So this today's verse is going to be found out of the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 25 and 33. And it starts off with Jesus talking to, I'm sure, the disciples, but as well as the crowds of people. He says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So for those of us who are not mechanics, we don't have to worry about how the fuel makes our vehicles run on our daily commutes. We simply heed gauge warnings and connect to a pump when more fuel is needed, so we can easily get to where we need to go. Similarly, God designed us not to worry about the details of life. We're designed to simply connect to our energy source to keep going. Too often we disconnect from the source and succumb to worry. Worry is a roadblock for favor. Instead of setting our mind on things above, we become consumed with thoughts associated with perception, performance, promotion, and preservation. Our culture is facing an anxiety epidemic. It is a serious issue, and Jesus is the answer. Now, today, replace your worry with a concern for God's kingdom. Intentionally be passionate about what God is passionate about. Pray for the lost, serve someone in need, share your testimony, etc. In the meantime, God's favor, grace, and provision will meet all your needs, and you'll be granted peace. Wow. So what do you guys think about that? So one of the things that really stuck out of my mind, other than, of course, the verse of scripture that we'll be talking about, is the fact that they use an example of us driving a car. In other words, mechanics, we're not mechanics, first of all. So we don't need to know or worry about how the fuel goes into the vehicle in order for it to go. Or just, you know, we don't need to worry about the details of how a car runs, but just simply fill it up and go, pretty much, right? Make sure we have enough fuel in the car. Like they said, they talked about the gauges and stuff. Listen, the best thing that we can remember is, first of all, God is never worried about half the over. Matter of fact, 100% of the things that we worry about, God is never worried about it. And I think what this verse is really telling us is to trade those things that we fill our everyday lives with and say, you know what? God has got this. He knows, like the scripture says, he knows what we, you know, what we need to eat or drink. He talks about, don't worry about your body, about what you wear. He says, isn't life more important than food and the body more important than your clothes? So when he put it in that perspective, he's really giving you a picture. Like, life is more important than the average things that we worry about, the trivial things. To him, it is trivial. To matter of fact, not just trivial, it's more or less he has that covered for you. So it's just amazing how Jesus, as he speaks about this, he begins to give you the comparisons. And then later he says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So I think that's pretty awesome verse, but I love how the devotion tells us. Listen to this. Again, as I read this, similarly, God designed us not to worry about the details of life. See, we shouldn't worry about the details of life. We're designed to simply connect to our energy source to keep going. Who is your energy source? God. See, God has already already established, you know, when it comes to provision, right? There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He says, simply rely and trust in me, and I'll give you all that. But then he even goes further from the verse that we've read. He says, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Going down to the last paragraph of this devotional, it says here, today, replace your worry with a concern for God's kingdom. It even tells us to intentionally be passionate about God, about what God is passionate about. For example, pray for the lost, serve someone in need, share your testimony. See? So those are all things in which, you know, we replace the things that we worry about and get our minds and our hearts focused intently and intentionally to what matters, which is the weightier things, the kingdom of God. Those people that are lost without him, they don't know him like you do. Spend time during your day for a few minutes or to an hour even, and just praying for those that are lost, praying for family members, praying for strangers that you don't know. There's so much in the world that we live in that we don't know. We see so much out there that we need to pray for. Amen. So let's take a quick little break. We're going to get into some of the scripture portions of this, and we'll see exactly what else God has to say in his word. Hey guys, this is your guy Larry. How you guys doing today? Just a little bit of a break in between episodes or segments. I wanted to, first of all, thank you again for all of you that have been listening and following me on this podcast journey. Yes, it's been a journey from the time that I first started recording, which was formerly Black Nerds Biblecast, to Larry's Biblecast. And God has really been doing some wonderful and awesome things in my life, in my life of myself, and also in the life of the podcast as it's been growing. So first of all, I just want to really thank you so much for just your listener support and things like that. And entering into a brand new year of 2022, I'm so excited about where things will go with us from here. Also, obviously, where God is going to be leading us. So again, just want to thank you, want to appreciate you for everything that you're doing. Now, the last thing I want to mention is some of you have also reached out to find out how can you all support this podcast. Yes, I've never really thought about getting the support that I needed. I enjoy doing this as a hobby. I enjoy just recording and also spreading the gospel, and that's the main thing. So for some of you that desire that, and maybe God has put it on your heart to sow into this podcast, I really greatly appreciate it. I haven't thought of any amount, and really there's really no specific amount that I've come up with. So again, that's all only left up to you, the listener. If you decide that you would like to sow into this podcast, I greatly appreciate it. Whatever God puts on your heart to do, I am so happy to do that. Where this will go is that just to continue the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And and just help to expand this effort, this ministry. I guess you want to call it a ministry now. So I'm just excited about that and where you can go. So at the end of the broadcast or the podcast, as you're listening to, always look into the description. Look in the description. There's a link there to my Cash App, and you can actually go ahead and donate whatever amount, again, whatever God has put on your heart to do. I greatly appreciate it. Look into the description, click on the link. It will go directly to the Cash App, and your donation will go toward advancing the gospel and gospel for the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, thank you so very much for just you listening, for you just being a part of this listening audience and the journey that continues on with Larry's Biblecast. Now get back to listening to some more of this awesome episode. All right, so welcome back. So we're going to continue on in this in the scripture portion as we talk a little bit more about the kingdom of God, as opposed to worrying about our natural things that we have all around us sometimes. So, you know, one thing that I had a thought as well was the fact that when we worry about our everyday things that we, you know, that we, of course, we have needs and stuff. But when we keep our minds on those things, we're very much consumed by things that God doesn't want us to be consumed with. In other words, our attention is not focused on what's important. And so I guess, what does that mean? That means also that we're not drawing strength and we're not having faith in God. We're not having faith in the Lord to provide for us. And so a lot of times we worry, or our worry turns into actions that God doesn't even want us to take. Like, for example, like, you know, you see that you need maybe you need food and things like that. And God tells us in his word that he'll provide for us. So instead of you maybe like just going out, you get a regular job, maybe you're trying to get an extra job. And those of you that get an extra job, sometimes you may have more time away from your family or more time away from home. That puts a strain on your home life, puts a strain on your marriage, and you're not trusting God. So what happens is that you're busy, and you're busy doing things to provide for your home. Now, I'm just kind of specifically talking to those that either are two-parent homes or two or couples of wives and husbands, and maybe the husband's out working and you know, he's trying to do everything he can. Now, I know everybody's situation is different, but understand this: whether you're a single parent or maybe you're just the only adult in the home, or maybe you're just by yourself, a lot of times if we don't put our trust in the Lord, we don't put our trust in the Lord to provide for us, to take care of certain things, certain needs, and we get consumed and get distracted away from God's things. We become so busy. Life becomes busy for us. In other words, now you're not putting in the time that you would to pray to him, or even have yourself time to where God can use you to do things for the kingdom of God. And now, this is for some of you, this might be kind of a conviction. Meaning that, man, you know what? Maybe I need to change what I do. Or just take it a step further. Maybe I just need to trust God more. If you're in a situation like this, to where you've kind of gotten yourself down into a stressful path, where God doesn't want you doing that, and he just wants you to listen to him more so that he can, and you trust him to direct you and guide you in the place that he wants you to be. A lot of times we step in front of God. We think that God is not working fast enough for us, being impatient, and I can't wait on him. But that's not having faith in him either, right? In other words, God says, wait on me. And those that wait on him shall renew their strength. We have to learn to wait on the Lord. We have to learn to listen to his promptings. We have to learn to not jump ahead of him and say, well, I'm going to do it. And, you know, he's not going to stop you. But imagine this. The direction that you're taking right now, even though you might feel controlled and you feel like this is how you're going to control your situation, then God will let you do it. But sometimes God will sit back and say, you know what? Had you did it my way, had you allowed me to take control of those other situations that you're doing, allow me to open the doors for you. And there's certain doors that he's not going to open. And the reason why is because he has something better. See, all this comes back down to faith. All this has to do with trusting God more. I mean, this is really going beyond just salvation. Remember, I told you before, salvation is the first step. Yes, you develop a relationship, but part of this relationship is knowing God, and not just knowing him from the Bible. The Bible gives us good and great examples. But now we have to start really pressing in to know him personally in our lives. Like, know who he is, and not only that, but how he works in your life. How do you get to know God except for the experience that you should have, the life experience? I've always said that God likes to do life with you. In other words, the things that you're involved with, the things that you do, listen, he's really into you. He's really into you, and he really loves you deeply. So let's continue on here about what Jesus is talking about. So in Matthew chapter 6, verse 23, okay, let's start there. It says, but when your eye, I'm sorry, excuse me, not 23, verse 24, I apologize, Matthew 6, verse 24. Listen to what he says here. He says, no one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other. You will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. Did you guys hear that? In other words, you can't have two masters. Only one. Only one gets your attention. You can only give your attention to one master. And that I love how he describes it. But he says you will be devoted to one and despise the other. Not so much hate the other. You just won't give that other master your attention. Listen, back to the example I was giving you. You may try to do everything you can, juggle job and family and whatever else you have going on. What happens to you? Do you get burnt out? You just throw your hands up and say, I need a break. Some of you have already been there. Some of you have already gotten to a place where you're stressed. Do you think that's where God really wants you at? Not really. God wants you to have faith and trust him, not to worry. You know, this is very important. It's a very important scripture. We're living in a time right now in our history where there's so many things financially going on, economically going on in the world. There's food prices going up, and there's sometimes food on the shelves that are leaving the shelves, and there's empty shelves in the stores. I mean, there's been so many challenges. But I guarantee you, just not even prophetically saying this, I'm just saying this out of knowing that this is how God is. Listen, no matter what's going on in our world today, no matter how chaotic it is, you know, God is in control. He's never, ever stressed. Imagine all the stuff we've already been through already in the year of 2020, throughout the year of 2020 into 21, and then to year 2022. Currently, right now, we're now looking at a possible we have an invasion from one country to another. You know, praise God, it's not our country. But there's people that their lives are being upended by another country, by a person that doesn't care whether they live or die. And here we are, here in our country, United States, we don't have their problems. So imagine that. Imagine that we have to trust God, and they are praying. They are praying to the same God that we pray to. We need to pray for them, okay? We need to pray for I'm talking about the country of Ukraine, where Russia is invading Ukraine right now. It's a really sad and a very bad situation going on. We're talking civilians, mothers and children having to leave their country to flee to another country, to be refugees into another land. So, listen, you know, this is telling us here in verse 25. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. He goes on to say, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Verse 27 says, can all your worries add a single moment to your life? Verse 28 goes on to say, and why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Verse 31 says, so don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. See, listen, this is very simple. But really what it came down to was, what does our focus need to be on? It needs to be on the kingdom of God. And above all else, that should be our first priority, seeking the kingdom. Because in a way, when you think about it, this is exactly where God wants you at. A lot of us have that question about the will of God. How do I know if I'm in God's will? You know, what do I do? And what is it God wants me to do? And things like that. Memorize this verse, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. I guarantee you need to memorize this. As you memorize this, get this in your spirit, because you're going to find yourself in a place where you get distracted. You're running here, running there, trying to do this and do that. You're not seeking the kingdom of God. And you're definitely not seeking the kingdom of God above all else. The kingdom of God sometimes it prioritizes as maybe the fifth thing, or maybe the 10th, or the 99th thing that we do sometimes. How many of you have so many things that you're doing that you can't seek the kingdom of God? Just be honest. In other words, there might be times in your life that you're not thinking about God things. You're thinking about other things. Right now, if you're listening to me, is your mind wandering? Like, I got things to do. Well, everybody does. But at some point, the kingdom has to be the priority. We have to get to that place. And guess what he tells us? He says he will give you everything you need. All that, in other words, your agenda, your schedule is not any more important than his. His or what you want, he wants you to do, is way more important than your schedule. Why don't you try this? Trade your schedule and all the things you do and all the responsibilities, your quote unquote responsibilities that you have, and trade that for God, for the kingdom of God. Live righteously. Do exactly what it is that the devotional was explaining. In other words, it says here, it says today, start today. Replace your worry with a concern for God's people or God's kingdom. Intentionally be passionate about what God is passionate about. Practically, pray for the lost, serve someone in need, and share your testimony. That means be a witness. Let him use you. Let God use you as a catalyst to advance the kingdom of God. There's so much that we can learn, right? Hey, listen, we're going to take another little break, and we got about 3 more verses that I want to share with you. All right, be right back. All right, so welcome back. So, are you enjoying this so far? It's pretty good, ain't it? So, let's get into the next scripture. And this will be found real quickly, Colossians 3:2. It simply says this: think about the things of heaven and not the things of earth. Let me read that one more time. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Okay. I'm sorry. Just a second here. This is Colossians 3:2. So, let's read verse 3 up behind this. It says, "For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God." Okay? So, in the book of Colossians, Paul, who is writing this letter to the Colossians, pretty much is letting you know that the things that you endure here on earth, they're nothing compared to what you will go through in heaven. Heaven is really your destination, our destination. Of course, I want to include myself with you guys, right? Listen, our true destination, our true end of days will hopefully be going to heaven. And I say hopefully because some of you may not have made that decision yet. I pray that you do. Okay? So, it says plainly, it says, for you died to this life. That means that when you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? You've forsaken the things of this life, meaning that you're not going to hold on to the things here. But now your life is now hidden in Christ. That means you have merged your life with the same Jesus Christ that was walking on earth, but also died on the cross for us. now the things that you were about are, it's all, imagine yourself merged in, hidden behind Christ. Amen. Pretty awesome. So the next verse says, this is in Proverbs 23 and 7. They are always thinking about how much it costs. Eat and drink, they say, but they don't mean it. So again, is this thing about always being consumed or concerned about the things in the world, the things that are trivial, the things that God will provide for us anyway. God provides for eating and drinking, our clothes on our back. Remember this, we all have jobs, including myself. You know, I'm not full time doing podcasts, but the thing is that learn to trust God. Learn that God is your source. Now, I'm not saying that you just forego going to work or handling responsibilities, but I am saying that the things that you do do for your job and how to get paid and get your money, listen, God gives you the strength to wake up in the morning and go to work. God opened the door for you to get this job. So you don't just rely on God to open the door, open the door and get the job. But then once you start working, now I got it now. It's literally like God going, you know, you're going down the street in the car and God is driving. And then once he drives you to a certain point, you say, okay, God, let me get the steering wheel back. I'll go ahead and do it now. You know what I'm saying? We have to learn how to trust God throughout the whole process, even while we're working. Yes, sometimes, yes, physically we are getting up and, you know, get the alarm, turn the alarm off and get to moving, right? But remember this, one thing that I always try to do, and I admit I don't do it every day, but a lot of times what I try to do is I always try to thank God for my job. I thank God for what he has given me. I thank God that for the car that I'm driving, the clothes on my back, being able to wake up on another day, even though sometimes I might be tired. But God said, but I always appreciate him and thank him for everything. Everything. But in my mind, I don't always try to say that, well, I'm going to go ahead and do this. Lord, help me get through this day. Listen, we are very, our efforts are nothing compared to God. I mean, we think sometimes because we're getting in that car that we're putting in all the effort. But you know what? I think the reality of us understanding how much God does for us or is doing for us, we don't have a clue. We don't understand how faith and trusting God really works sometimes, including myself. I admit that. But if you really concentrated more and thought about it, like, God, you really do guide me, direct me. See, the more we trust God, the more we start to see how God is involved in our lives and how he opens doors for us. So let's close out with the last verse. The last verse is Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And it says here, it says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing, he says, and this is Paul talking to the church of Philippi. This is a letter written to the Philippian church. It says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Does he say on here, think about the bills that you got to pay? Think about that light bill. Think about that gas. It's right on E and we got $5 per gallon of gas now. Over $5 per gallon of gas. I mean, that's what I seen actually this morning. Over $5 and some gas. Does that stress you guys out? Does that worry you guys? If you're trusting God, it shouldn't. When the news reports on there or you go to the store and there's nothing on the shelf, how do you feel about that? Are you nervous? Are you scared? When you hear that the economy is really bad, or there's war going on in with Russia and Ukraine, and the pandemic is not quite over yet, and we don't know whether people are going to get sick or if there's another variant, how do you feel about that? I mean, these are real life issues, right? You and I have both been involved and heard about these things over and over again from the year of 2020 to year 2021 and now 2022. I'm going to say this. I'm no different than you guys. I'm no different than you guys. Sometimes, yes, I do get worried. My wife and I talk about things that are going on in the world. But one thing that we both have to remember, and I share this with you guys too, hopefully you will think about this too. When we see things that are happening in our world, see, the world will never give you the hope. It'll never give you the security that you think you need to go from day to day. It's not going to always happen. Because to give our lives and our security into this world, it's a sinking ship. I'm not trying to put any doubt and discouragement on you, but we got to learn to trust God. The Bible is telling us here, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. That means keep your mind on those things. Remember, the Bible told us back there, told us already in Matthew, over in Matthew, in Matthew 6 and 33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be given to you as well. It's hard to get to that place when we're worried about all these other things, when our minds are consumed with those things, when we don't trust God. When you don't trust God, you're going to be consumed with all the things that we see on the news and in our home, and we lack of money and when we're going to get paid and this and that. Trust me, I've been there. I know. I've said those same things that probably some of you have said. But I also have to learn to say, you know what, God, I got to trust you. I got to stop complaining. I got to stop worrying. I got to stop being consumed with what hasn't happened yet. In other words, if you're right now and you're thinking like, man, that's me. Listen, that's good, because at least you're understanding where you're at. None of us are perfect. We all fall short, and that's okay. But let's try to learn to trust God more. Some of you that are worried, like they call them worry warts, or, you know, anxiety and all that. Do you think God is anxious? He tells us in his word, don't be anxious for nothing. But even further, the awesome thing about this is when he tells us about don't worry about what you will eat and what you will drink. Don't worry about those things. He says, why? He said, why worry about that? But the one thing that he says, what I love about what he says that isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? And he compares it to looking at the birds about when they get fed. When's the last time you saw a worried bird? When's the last time you've heard of an animal being worried about where they're going to do and where they're going to go and how they're going to eat and where they're going to live? No animal is worried about it. And you know why? Not just because they're animals. It's because God does provide. And he provides for a lot of us. Yes, there's a lot of people that are homeless. My mind goes to that right now, but I know that God also provides for them too. And it may not be the same shelter that we have, but some kind of way God has provided for them. So I hope that you enjoyed this. This is a very interesting, thought-provoking thing, passage here in this devotional today. Listen, favor. God is giving us favor all the time. It's not so much what we think it is. And I think that as we're going through these devotions, we're just starting to discover that favor is not just a big time miracle. God is showing you favor every single day. When you wake up in the morning, when you go to your kitchen and make you something to eat, when you go to work, when you come home safely, when you have, listen, at $5 and some change a gallon of gas in California, maybe $7 at some places now, you're able to still crank up that car and go where you need to go. Amen. Some of you are even carpooling. Listen, God's going to provide no matter how crazy it gets. And that's one thing that's awesome. Listen, I know I'm getting ready to close, but I want some of you guys to really go back down your memory lane, like your memories, going back down to, say, the year 2020 and 2021, when we had the coronavirus was just starting. It was happening, and we was all wearing masks. And some of us now, we, you know, either not wearing masks or not being vaccinated, didn't know what was happening. Do you remember the scenes that we were seeing of people dying? People in the hospital on a ventilator? Yes, that type of stuff scared me, even myself. It even showed people that there were so many deaths that they didn't have no room to put in the mortuaries. They had to put them in trailer trucks. They had to put bodies on top of bodies until they had time to be able to bury them. Listen, guys. I, like you, we've made it. We've made it and are still making it through this year. And I tell you what, no matter who's in the office of the president, the leader of our country, no matter what, we are able to survive anything and go through anything. Because why? Because we rely and trust God. Some of us haven't even truly trusted him as we should. And yet God is still faithful. God is still faithful. So let's really challenge ourselves. And I'm talking to myself too. I'm no different. To trust God more. When we see things that we see on the news, don't just react out of fear. No. If anything, God, what do you want us to do? What do you want me to do? I pray for those people. I pray for people in Ukraine. Pray for those that are even around, like I told you before, just because we're not just talking about Ukraine, but we're talking about people down the street, accidents and robberies and killings and all kind of stuff that's happening in our world today. Evil is running rampant, but we got to learn to not be so consumed with what we have so that we can be open to do whatever it is God wants us to do and needs us to do. And that's one thing I want to, first of all, tell you. God needs you. He loves you, but he wants to use you. I mean, I don't want to say he needs you. He'll use whoever he has to use. But his desire is to use you. His desire is to use you for his kingdom. His desire is for you not to be worried and not to be full of anxiety and worry about everything that you do. Amen. So I appreciate this time that you have. Now, I'm going to take a quick little break, but I want to close out in a word of prayer. And also for those of you that haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I got an invitation for you. So stay tuned. All right. So again, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode of Larry's Biblecast. And listen, before I go, I just want to give anyone out there that could be listening to this podcast an opportunity to make a decision, which is the best decision that you can ever make. And that is giving your life and your heart over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he's done it already. He's done it for us already. It tells us in the Bible about how we are all not perfect, including myself. Even as I talk to you, I understand that my life is not perfect. I know that I even make mistakes sometimes. But what's important that I want to share with you, my listener, is if you haven't received the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're still separated from God. God wants a relationship with you. God wants to have a genuine, authentic relationship with you. You don't want to be the person that says, I heard of God, or I heard this teaching of God, or, you know, I heard somebody talk about Jesus Christ. Maybe some of you, or maybe you're the person out there that only believes in Jesus as just a regular person, like a teacher, a good teacher, but never really trusted him as your savior. When you have these questions in your heart, and you're actually listening to someone like me on this podcast, listen, there's plenty of times that somebody is presenting to you the gospel of Jesus Christ. That means the good news. That means the news that Christ died for our salvation. What does that mean? That means that there is a life after you live here. When you die, we're all going to die. There's no way of escaping that. We may die as we get older. We may die of disease. We may die, unfortunately, of an unfortunate death. We don't know. But it's important to understand this, is that when we die, that's not just it for us. We're just not put in the ground and in the grave. The Bible teaches, at least according to what I believe, and hopefully you will, is the fact that once you die, your spirit, your soul, has to go to what they call afterlife. That could be either facing the Lord in receiving him, or he receives you and welcomes you in. And that's not based on works. That's based on faith in Christ. Or you stand before him in judgment. There's only two places that we will go for all eternity. That means either in heaven, which is in the presence of God, or in hell, which is eternal separation from God. Now, you may feel like, well, I feel like I'm already separated from God, but listen, God is so gracious and merciful that even when we make the decision to stand on our own away from God, guess what? He still gives us favor. He still blesses us. He still protects us to some degree, even when we're not even acknowledging him. But what I want to give you, the listener, the opportunity today, that if you've been searching and wondering whether or not, am I saved, or how do I get saved, or what do I do to be saved? Maybe you heard that term, being saved or salvation. Maybe you're not sure, but I want you right now to be sure. I'm going to present some verses of scripture that's in the Bible. And again, this is based on what we believe. We believe, the Christians, we believe in what the Word of God tells us. And yes, we do call the Bible the Word of God because it is God's Word. So if this is something you've been searching for, let me just read a few of these scriptures and then we'll have a word of prayer. First of all, in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it declares that for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Remember, my emphasis is in verse 23, is the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. it's important for us to understand that there's nothing that you and I could do to earn our way into eternal life. We can't pay our way. We can't. Our money, our wealth, or whatever we may have, it's not enough to get you into having eternal life with God. No matter how many works and how good you are, feeding the homeless or doing good deeds to everybody and everyone saying how nice of a person you are, that's not the prerequisite to get into eternal life. So let's read further here. It says here, after we read that in Romans 6:23, we're going to read in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. And this one says here, it says, as the scriptures say, no one is righteous, not even one. No one is truly wise. No one is seeking God. All have turned away. All have become useless. No one does good, not a single one. For everyone, verse 23 says, for everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Now I'm going to emphasize one part of this verse. This says God's glorious standard. If we're talking God, and maybe you don't know God, but God really doesn't grade on the curb. He doesn't like, well, you kind of did the best you could, so why don't you come on in? No, God's glorious standard is perfection. So including yourself, including others that you know around you, or how nice of a person you feel that you are or somebody else may be, would you consider them perfect? Would you consider them holy without any kind of fault? Listen, this says, just in case you ever felt that you are that good person, the Bible's telling us that no one is righteous, not even one. That means you, that means me, that means the person that you might even feel is the most perfect person, that school teacher, that mom, that dad, that sweet grandmother that you have. No one is righteous, not even one. We've all sinned. No one is truly wise, and no one is seeking God. All have turned away. That means we all are sentenced to this death, which is death away from God. But listen to this. Now, I know I gave you all the bad news, but now I'm going to give you some good news. Romans 5 and 8 says, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Now, I want to emphasize this part. God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us. That's right. He sent Christ to die for you and for me, for that great, that wonderful, maybe school teacher you remember as a good person, maybe that good neighbor, maybe a grandmother or grandfather or somebody that you felt was just the best person, right? God showed his great love by sending Christ to die for them as well as for me and for you. So this is so important for us to understand this. Christ was the only person that was full of perfection God said, this is my son. That's who Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he became the sacrifice for all of mankind, for you and for me, and those that were in the Bible, and those that came from the Bible, and those after the Bible. That means whether they were rich or poor, whether they were a leader of a country, whether they were a slave, whether they were just, no matter who they were, no matter what culture, what background you're from, what ethnicity you belong to. Listen, God loves everyone. He loves everyone. Now, the only verse that according to what I wanted to read to you is in John 3:16. And it simply says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever That means me, you, or anyone else believes in who? Christ, will not perish, will not die, will not be eternally separated, but will have everlasting life. That means a life to live with God forever. I'm talking about after you physically die. Listen, it's not the end when we're buried 6 feet deep in the grave. It's not the end if we just so happen to be killed. It's not the end. So there's a life after this, and that has to be considered. And that's something that I hope you or whoever is listening will consider that. Now listen to this part. Romans 5 and 8 says this. Well, I've already read that. Excuse me. It says that in Romans 10 and 9, it says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, it is for by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is openly declaring your faith that you are saved. What does that simply mean? That means this, that openly declaring, don't hide it. This is not a secret thing. Listen, the world will show you and teach you to be open and declare who you are, your identity. I'm sure you understand that. Well, there's no different even with this. Listen, once you receive Christ in your heart and your life and you truly are living with God, living for God, Jesus Christ is not only just a savior of you believing in him and believing in the work that he's done, but now you want to commit your life to him and you want him to change you from the inside out. Listen, that's something that you don't hide. You don't keep that a secret. You begin to tell others how God has changed your life, how you've accepted him, and how God's love has transformed you from the inside out, how you were the person you were, but God is now changing you. Listen, I'm going to share with you what someone shared with me. God is truly in love with you. God adores you. God thinks of you so highly. No matter what your lifestyle is or was, or what you did or where you came from, God says, I'll take you as you are. I love you, and you are my child. You are my son, my daughter. And for those of you that's been away for a while, God still says, I still love you. No matter how long you've been away, maybe you've walked away. Maybe you haven't been in church for a while. Yes, the pandemic has kept us away. But God really, truly loves you. And God says, I'm not worried about how long you've been away. Just come back. Just come back. And you know what? If you're that person, guess what? This also applies to you too. Doesn't matter. God loves you and he forgives you. And he won't hold nothing against you. So why don't we pray real quick? Father God, I thank you today, this morning, this evening, for my listeners, for this community of listeners that listen to this podcast. Lord, my prayer is that someone that may be hearing my voice and in this prayer right now will truly give their life and their heart and commit their life to you. Why don't you guys repeat after me? Father God, I come to you as a sinner. I'm not perfect. But Lord, I'm trusting and depending on you and the work that you've done on the cross to save me. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of what I've done. Forgive me of the life that I lived. But Lord, I want to give my life and my heart over to you now. I accept you. I accept you in my heart and I accept you in my life, and I want to follow you for the rest of my life. Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Help me to find a good church home. Help me to read my Bible more. Help me to pray and talk to you more. Lord, I invite you to come into my heart and transform me. Begin to show me what it's like to live the way I should live. And Lord, I ask right now, just continue to work with me, no matter how many mistakes I make. I want to be committed and I devote my entire life to you right now. Thank you so much for forgiving me. Thank you for accepting me. And also, if I've been away like I have been, bring me back, and I love you for that. Thank you for accepting me for however long it is that I've been gone. I accept you by faith, and I trust and believe that no matter what, you love me, and I'm ready to start again to walk with you. Thank you again, in Jesus' name. Amen. Whether or not you prayed that prayer just like this or someone like this, listen, it doesn't matter. God loves you, and he doesn't judge you. He loves you with all his heart, and he's happy, and he's overjoyed that you've come back to him. He's also overjoyed if this is your first time giving your life and your heart over to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust me, it's the best decision that you could ever, ever make. I pray that that's something that you desire, and I pray that you stick with it. And I know there'll be ups and downs in life, but faith, trusting in the Lord, takes a process. I want you to be encouraged to continue on that awesome journey throughout life with the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, guys. Hey, share this podcast with someone. Share it. Sit down with them. Pray with them. Cry with them. Whatever it is. But I'm very happy that you had a chance to listen. And listen to the end. So again, you guys have a blessed and wonderful day. And a wonderful week. Continue to pray for those that are unfortunate. That's in our communities. Whether it be the homeless, whether it be the mentally challenged, whether it be those that's in your family or friends or coworkers on your jobs, or even the people that we see on TV, or whether it's other countries like we have right now. We only survive and continue to survive throughout this year and the years to come by praying and talking with God and putting our faith and trust in him and reading his word and allowing him to change us. Remember that. It doesn't matter what the world is doing. The world's going to be the world. But let's keep going in the Lord. Let's get stronger in him. Let's get closer to him. All right? God bless you guys. I'll be talking to you next time. Bye-bye.